make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
5. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we love to do. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking for the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about, we're going to answer the question. Are medical allopathic doctors, physicians, healthcare providers, or are they salesmen? Well, Germany is going to help us answer that question. So I hope you can stick through the first part of the show. And guess what? Second part of the show is Dr. Rebecca Carley. It's the third Tuesday, so she'll be joining us here. Got lots to talk about with Dr. Carley. And of course, if you haven't signed up for the American Survival Newsletter, it goes out on Tuesdays, do so. You go to the powerherbs.com website and click on newsletters and sign up, and it's free. Also, there's HealthQuest newsletter there as well, which covers a lot of herb secrets and things. So if you would like to sign up for both, you can. Dr. Carley writes for American Survival as well as other authors. So you're going to get a smattering of health topics, financial advice, and so forth and so on. So sign up, and it's free. Also, if you're looking for some healthy news articles, wide range of nutritional topics, you know, answering the question like, you know, how do I eat healthier? How can I transition to a healthier lifestyle? Well, the folks at SeattleRestaurant.com have provided a bunch of stuff there that you can peruse through. It's very helpful. You can click on their banner that's on the PowerHerbs.com link page. So go to the links page once you get there. And you can just get on over there and empower yourself with more healthy information. All right, so and guess what? Coming up also here on Herb Talk is on the 27th. We're going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. She's going to be advising us on some natural ways to, if you've got that gene that they say means that you probably come down with breast cancer. She said she has some natural solutions to that. So instead of, you know, mutilating yourself, you can tune in, and Christine's going to empower you with some healthy information that will, keep you out of the surgery suite. That's right. Well, before we get to the Quack Report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're praying for them and God's hand of protection beyond them. Of course, they've had some issues in the military, so we're praying for the military to straighten itself out. If not, the guy upstairs, the Lord upstairs will help them. And, of course, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm asking for a righteous leadership to be restored in America. I hope you'll join me in that request. And if it's God's will, it will be done, because we need some help here. We have issues. America, politics, I'm just so sick. So we need God's helping hand, and I pray that you'll join me hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Okay, let's see. Obamacare is in the news. Apparently, Obamacare is going to be a regulatory nightmare, they predict. They think it'll destroy the healthcare system. We're going to touch on that a little bit tonight. And, right now they're saying that it's already pushing up costs, and it will push it up even higher as it is implemented in 2014. So what we've been told, they say, isn't entirely accurate. Obamacare, we're told, will keep insurance rates down, allow us to keep our own doctors. But the full weight of the law, when it's expected to kick in next year, may become painfully obvious that those promises are going to be broken. Right. On the Affordable Health Care Act, one of the architects, retiring Senator Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, he said this past April that, Obamacare is going to be a train wreck. That's what he said. Oh. Well, the Forbes magazine says Obamacare is going to be a train wreck, and it isn't a distant possibility. It's actively happening, they say, because there's delays and there's wasteful spending right now. There's also cost overruns already popping up, and it's becoming increasingly likely that the exchanges won't be ready by October 1st when they're supposed to be. Now, there are 27 states that are going to be handled by the federal government as exchanges, but there are 17 states that want to do it themselves. And the Department of Health and Human Services, they've spent $4.4 billion on state exchange grants by the end of this year. So that's more than double what they said that they were going to need, and they didn't even anticipate 17 states wanted to do it themselves. And they think that, the states won't be able to handle it, so the federal government's going to step in anyway. So the nation's largest insurance companies are opting out of the exchanges, and they're limiting the kinds of plans that the companies and the consumers can pick from, which will undoubtedly push up prices. So if you think you can keep your current plan and keep your doctor, they're saying not going to happen. Moving along in the Quacker. Coming to a story near you, apparently GMO plants are going to glow in the dark. Did you know that? A team of researchers from Stanford University in California wants you to donate hard-earned money to them so they can continue developing their genetically modified plants that glow and they generate their own light. It's called the Glowing Plant Project. They've already raised $500,000 for this. Originally, it was hatched. This program was hatched using what many are now referring to as synthetic biology. So the GM glowing plant contains genes that have been artificially spliced from other species, and in this case, fireflies. And also certain bacteria that tends to glow in the dark are also sources that they mix with the DNA strands and then inject them into the plant. The poor plant. Goodness. What's next? Human beings that can be their own nightlight? I have to ask. Scientists can now use computers and laboratory chemicals to design organisms that do new things. Wow. So research into bioluminescence originally was started back in the 1980s, and since it's been refined, honed, if you will, some new methods of rapid genetic manipulation have, you know, been developed. So technologies that combine modern methods of DNA printing with advances in gene compiling have made it more feasible for our scientists to re-engineer nature into their own image. Isn't that kind of like stepping on God's toes there? I do believe. Last but not least in the Quack Report, hey, if you've got overweight issues, if you've got, you know, heart cholesterol issues, if you have, you know, sleeplessness, if you have insomnia, hey, guess what? Walnuts can rescue you, apparently. New research on walnuts is that it feeds the brain omega-3 fatty acids, which is essential to keep not only the brain functioning normally, also to keep you from being depressed and to have really good cognitive concentration, but also as it, you know, picks up your spirits, apparently, it also helps the body raise melatonin levels 3 times normal, promising relief from insomnia. So you can take a handful of walnuts before bed, apparently, do that. Also, they're saying because of the nutrition, the powerhouse of nutrients like manganese and copper and iron and calcium and phosphorus and so on, the really good stuff to make the body healthy. It also helps keep the cardiovascular system healthy. And also, it's black walnuts especially going to have the highest nutritional content. So if you're struggling also to win the battle of the bulge, they say, you know, walnuts, a healthy amount of walnuts, it's lean protein. And it's polyunsaturated fats and powerhouse of polyphenols. So you won't feel hungry and you won't overeat. If you're looking for some really good concentrated black walnut, check out the black walnut at the powerherbs.com website. Very cool. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, black walnut's got natural iodine in it, so it's really good for the thyroid. So if you really want to protect that thyroid gland, you might want to tap into that black walnut. All right, we are going to be talking about, here's the question. Doctors these days, are they really doctors? Are they physicians? Are they healers? Or are they salesmen? Well, you know, I was watching this TV documentary on orthopedic medicine in Germany. I know. Why was I watching that? Real exciting. Well, why was public TV doing a documentary on that? I was curious. Seems that there's an awful lot of knees and back surgeries overseas that are either unnecessary or they're done by doctors that are not skilled enough to perform them. So, okay, yeah, the show sucked me and I had to watch it. I had to find out what's going on. According to the report, in Germany, German orthopedic surgeries have risen 20% in just 5 years. So why is that? Well, the orthopedic field is very profitable. And the way that the German system is set up there, there's no incentive to avoid doing unnecessary surgeries. So Germany has the universal socialized healthcare system. So surgeons get a flat rate for doing orthopedic surgery. Mm-hmm. So if they want to make a lot of money, the doctors have to do a lot of surgeries. So in 2011, there were in Germany, 240,000 hip replacement surgeries, 175,000 knee replacement surgeries, and 160,000 back surgeries done in Germany alone. Germany's not as big as the U.S., folks. Well, let's talk about surgery, because apparently it's not an exact science anymore. The makers of the CPCC TV documentary interviewed some former surgeons in Germany who did not want anything to do with the flat rate surgery arrangement the government forced on them. So one orthopedic surgeon quit his hospital job and he took a job as a first responder, or what we would call an ENT in America. So he said that surgeons are under contracts there and they're under a lot of pressure in Germany. So the health authority has surgery quotas, which make patients a financial target. So it has turned their medical industry into a reward and punishment situation for the physicians. So if the doctors don't perform enough surgeries, they are sanctioned, and if they exceed their quota, they receive a bonus. So in Germany, the socialized medicine has produced a high turnover surgery rate, and many patients are receiving surgery that they don't need. Well, let's talk about this situation, because, you know, this is really turning into a patient bounty. Think about it. Perhaps we have been looking at the socialized healthcare that's about to be launched in America the wrong way. You know, we've been thinking that there may be a substandard or even no healthcare services once the Affordable Care Act is in full swing. What if the universal socialized healthcare plan is to make every patient a doctor's paycheck? In other words, doctors will be paid less money than before, and they'll have to work even harder to earn the same money they're accustomed to. So the system is not a reformed system, and it's really not in the best interest of the patient. So in Germany, over 92% of the population is covered under the government's so-called statutory health insurance. Now, their government-controlled healthcare has been in effect since the late 1800s, but it was mostly for the very poor. More Germans were swept up into the government plan in the late 1970s, making every patient part of the physician's meal ticket. Now, currently, 50% of the 2,000 hospitals in Germany are public, and their doctors are under quota contracts. Now, should you arrive at such a facility, former German surgeons say that you will have unnecessary procedures done. Oh, God help you if you're traveling this summer, right? Well, let's talk about what the experts have said. You know, we've been told by the economic experts that the free market healthcare in America accounts for about a third of the U.S. economy. So if the Affordable Care Act works something like Germany's plan, then the government could eventually own over 5,000 hospitals across America. Whoa. Currently, we're still under the free market healthcare system, and American surgeons are compensated quite nicely. For example, orthopedic surgeons earn on average $427,000 a year working at a major hospital. Now, if they're working for a private practice group, they'll earn about $391,000 a year. But if they're on their own, they're practicing solo, they're going to get about $251,000 a year. And by the way, American orthopedic surgeons don't consider themselves to be rich, but Obama does. So Germany orthopedic surgeons, guess what they make? They make about $131,000 a year. So in Germany, physicians are leaving to work in the unencumbered healthcare system of America. Ever noticed why we got a lot of German surgeons here? They're top-notch in their field, but they're here. You know, so they're leaving Germany to come work in the American healthcare system because it's unencumbered, but you know what? That's about to change, isn't it? That's right. Well, let's talk about the statistics a little bit in America. How many orthopedic surgeries are performed in America? Anybody know? Well, according to the CDC on their website, you could pull it up, we outperform Germany in the number of surgeries. We do. In 2012, there were 719,000 knee replacement surgeries and 332,000 hip replacement surgeries. But, you know, folks, America has twice the number of hospitals that Germany does. So therefore, if the Affordable Care Act intends to pay physicians a flat rate, as Obama says it will, it is estimated that the surgeons will have to do twice or maybe three times the number of surgeries as they are now to keep their standard of living. We will have to see how this healthcare thing in America plays out. But either way that healthcare pendulum swings, we're going to have significant impact on both physicians and patients. That's a given. I want to read you a quote from Chris Hedges. He says this: "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, organized religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy." End of quote. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah, just 10, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, if someone said that to you, you'd be like, what? You must be talking about a communist country. Well, you know, more and more people, they're just deciding, you know, they don't have time to wait to see how Obama's health care shakes out. They're working on their own affordable and preventable health care with, you know, healthier lifestyles. And they're learning how to use medicinal herbs, natural therapies. So people are discovering that with a few easy steps, they can cleanse away toxins, they can power up their immune system, and they can avoid many health problems. And you can too. So you can call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, be happy to empower you with information, and it's on their website. Or, you know, if you can't get to the website, thepowerherbs.com, you can give them a call and ask for a free product catalog to be mailed to you. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Again, the online store is thepowerherbs.com. And by the way, if you type thepowerherbs.net, you'll still get there. You'll get to a splash page, and it links right on up to the regular website. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You'll learn how to remove heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, reverse vaccine issues. And of course, Dr. Carley is also a vaccine expert, and she has some really neat protocols to do the same. So we're all working together here to empower the people to be healthier and less toxic, right? Because we don't like all those side effects, right? We just don't. But don't forget, request their free product catalog. They have a new 2013 catalog that's out. Of course, if you want to download the catalog, it is on the website. You just go to free catalog, and then click more information, and it'll give you the option if you want to download the PDF version and have it in your hot little hands right now. And don't forget, their Father's Day special is still going on. Yep, it was extended to the 21st. I thought it ended on the 14th, but I was wrong. It is on right now. It'll go all the way to Friday. So if you want to save 15% on your herb order, you can do so through Friday. All the details are on the homepage. Okay, but if you don't have internet, just mention a coupon DAD for Dad, the number 613, Dad 613, and you could mention that on the phone if you want to order, or if you want to put it on your order form and mail it in, it'll be honored at the 15% off on orders over $40. So take advantage of that savings. A lot of people have in the last few weeks. You know, lots of dads out there cleansing right now. It's very cool. Very cool. And, you know, if you would like more information, health information. You know, Dr. Carly, myself, Ty Bollinger, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Of course, if you're looking for backup currency, I highly recommend Melanie at Discount. You could give her a call at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. If you're thinking about some backup gold and silver, definitely give her a call, and she'll help you out. But the American Survival Newsletter has all these gifted, educated individuals writing for the newsletter, which you can get free of charge in your email every week. Okay, so sign up at thepowerherbs.com. And then if you want the Health Quest newsletter, that's also free. It goes out on Friday. And that is all about healthy, herbal, natural therapy things to do to improve your health and protect yourself. So both are free. You can sign up online, thepowerherbs.com. You do have to have email. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We do not have a hard copy to mail in the regular mail to you. I apologize for that. But printing expenses prohibit that. I apologize. So, but if you have email, you can get it. And, of course, if you want to share that information, do send that on to family and friends. It's no problem. And, of course, we do have our radio archives also posted on thepowerherbs.com as well as American Voice Radio. So if you miss a show, you want to share it with someone, you can send them the link. They can download the show and get empowered. That's what it's about, right? Paying it forward, helping one another. I love it. I do. Okay, so we're going to have Dr. Carly on this for the second part of the show, and she's going to be with us. And don't forget, on the 27th, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, Dr. Christine Horner is going to be with us, and her press agent sent over some information, and we're going to be chatting it up about, you know, this Jolie thing, where if you've got the gene that says that you're going to have breast cancer, well, Dr. Horner says there's no need to go under the knife and to have fear. There are some natural, beneficial foods and nutritional elements and supplements that you can take to counter all that risk, which I think is very cool. So she is a surgeon, and she's been on the show before, and so she's going to be back on the 27th. So if you know somebody that's worried about breast cancer, has the gene in the family tree, they need to tune in to the show and listen to Dr. Horner and what her advice is. So I totally agree with empowering, with nutrition, whole foods, and Dr. Horner's on the same sheet of music as me, so I love that. And so she'll be with us, and I can't wait. Well, I know we're coming up to a break, but don't forget to check out the healthy articles also at SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. And you can click on their banner, which is on our links page. And also on our links page is a banner for Dr. Rebecca Carly's website. So you can check out what Dr. Carly's got going on. A lot of great information, some free download stuff. If you are concerned about vaccines, inoculations, you got kids in school, what are you going to do? She's got some things there for you, tools to live by, actually. So actually, I've sent some of that stuff to relatives of mine. I think it's empowering stuff, and it works. Somebody said to me that it was someone in the military used that download form when a pediatrician wanted their child to be inoculated, and they asked the doctor to sign the form, but he left the room in a big hurry. So guess what? That tool works. It really does. Well, I see by the clock, I know, we got to take a break. So on the other side of this break, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carly and be empowered. And how much time we got, radio engineer? How much time we got left? None. It's time for a break. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Tuesday of the month, so you know what that means. We have our wellness expert with us, Dr. Rebecca Carley. I encourage you all to check out our website. You can click on our banner over at the links page on thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, sign up for the American Survival Newsletter, where she writes really fantastic articles that will empower you. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carly. How you doing? I can't hear Dr. C. Somebody do something magical in the engineer department. I can't hear Dr. Carly.
I'm here.
Oh,
there she is. Yeah, I lost the sound, but I'm here. Yes.
Awesome. I'm glad you're there, Dr. Carly. Well, you sound so good. You're on Skype, and you sound much clearer.
Yes. Well, you know, I usually do shows on Skype, so I told Frank that, you know, let's do it on Skype. So that's what we're doing.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Hey, you did an excellent job in this week's article that went out in the American Survival Newsletter. And in your article, you were mentioning some of the companies that are actually, you know, I guess customers of Monsanto and put their product in their foods. And this list is incredible. For those of you that want the list, you know, just send me an email and I'll try to get that to you, or Dr. Carly can, if you visit her on her website. But sign up for the newsletter and you get this stuff. This is incredible. You know, some of the companies on this list, Dr. Carly, most people would think, you know, hey, this is supposed to be healthy, wholesome food, like, you know, Pepperidge Farm, Ocean Spray, Nature Valley, Morningstar, Marie Callender's. Come on, some of these people probably think that this is probably healthy GMO-free stuff, but it's not.
Well, what's even more insidious, and I learned this from a new client that I have, that I also did a consult for her pet, and her pet was on this Dick Patton's natural, quote-unquote, pet food. You know, that natural word is so abused, it's, like, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so I checked it out and come to find out that Del Monte bought Dick Patton's company. So now you can be sure it's packed with GMO, but as they always do, and Big Pharma does this a lot when they buy supplement companies, et cetera, they don't change the name on the box. You know, you still think it's made by Dick Patton's company. They don't tell you that it's now a subsidiary of Del Monte, ConAgra, Monsanto, whatever. And so this is how they hide from us what we're really eating. And just like you said, that list is huge, huge. Yep. How many companies are poisoning us? It's disgusting.
Absolutely. I mean, now Uncle Ben's is on here. I was really heartbroken, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not talking about, I don't like their instant stuff, but, you know, their slow-cooked 20-minute rice. Holy cow, is the rice GMO?
Who knows? You'll have to ask Uncle Ben.
Oh,
I doubt
goodness.
He'll tell you the truth.
Well, and you're right. There's one of the biggest companies, I've reported this on the show before, it buys up all these small mom and pop supplement companies that, you know, started making some really great stuff in the beginning, and then people are shocked to learn that, you know, a pharmaceutical company owns them now. So who knows what they do with the proprietary information and recipe. So,
well, you know, they corrupt it. That's self-evident.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They may radiate it. They may put in all kinds of fillers like magnesium stearate, titanium dioxide. There's many things they can do. But whatever they're doing, you know, it's bad. And like I said, they're hiding it. Go ahead.
Hey, I got to report some feedback for you, because on your website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, of course, people can click on the banner on our website to get to you. Somebody in the military is chatting with them. Was it last weekend? Last Friday, I think. They downloaded your form and took it with them to the doctor's office when vaccines came up. And they asked the doctor. Now, the name of your form again is titled what?
Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. You can find it on the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab. I love it. Please carry on. Okay.
Anyway, so they asked the doctor to sign it, you know, verifying, guaranteeing that the vaccine would not harm their child in any way. And the father said, this guy left that room so fast.
That doctor left that room. That's the most usual response, that they run to the bathroom or whatever, find some way to escape. Because, of course, they could never sign that form. And that comes in very handy where with people in families, say one spouse has investigated vaccines, the other hasn't. So you go together to the pediatrician. The person in the know hands the form to the white coat, and then you watch the reaction. And that's going to wake up the person who believes in this fraud, because why wouldn't they sign it? You know, if vaccines were safe or effective, they know they're not, and that's why they can't sign it.
Yeah, well, they don't want you suing them and taking their house. Well,
right.
You know, if your child were to be injured, which every child is, basically. Well, Dr. Carley, have we discussed at any time where vaccines can corrupt the system in order to, well, I guess you have said that vaccines produce all disease, so leukemia is on the list, I would think.
Yes.
Okay. Well, scientists were saying that they thought they saw a correlation between GMOs and leukemia, so there may be another way to get leukemia now.
Well, the way I explain it is if you're smart enough to avoid the needle, GMOs are how they're going to get you. Because vaccines are much worse, but GMOs also cause changes in your very genetic structure, as well as turning your colon into a pesticide factory. I mean, there's all different side effects of different GMOs. And, of course, they know this is happening, and yet they continue to allow us to be poisoned. Not to mention the fact, I mentioned it in last week's newsletter as well as this week's, that our traitors in the Senate have voted to not allow us to know what foods have GMO. I mean, talk about treason. You know, in the face of all these other countries, especially in Europe, refusing to buy this GMO poison, our senators are refusing to allow us to even know where it is. I mean, I always ask myself, what is it going to take for the people to say, these people are traitors?
Well, you see what's happening in Brazil, don't you? And that was just over an increase in bus fare. You know, that was the last straw for them. So there's going to be a last straw here, I would think. But when that happens, who could say? But, I'm still looking at this list on my computer from the link you provided in the newsletter article, and I'm just like, whoa, this is famous Amos. Anybody out there munching on any of that? How about, do you have any Duncan Hines in your pantry right about now? And those little Jiffy mixes, those, oh, my God. Hey, KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce. You know?
Well, goodness. The list is huge, and then I also supplied a link to another list where you can find out what companies Monsanto has outright bought. So, you know, there's many layers. But I would like to just mention quickly one of these very important articles that's also in today's newsletter, which is just an indication as to how far these mad scientists will go. Where they have actually developed a GMO vaccine which contains reprogrammed insect virus, and the FDA has approved this.
Right.
And it's going to be a vaccine for the flu. It's going to corrupt our very genetic structure, putting you know, genes from insects in us, from caterpillars in particular, or so they say, because you can't believe anything they say.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm sorry, Dr. Carley. I want to interject. I'm waiting for them to put, you know, some genes from the, you know, glow bug, the firefly, so that we glow in the dark. We have our own nightlight, you know.
Oh, I hate to tell you, they've already done it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that chemical is called luciferase. Isn't it funny how that's the name? And I forget what preparation they've used it in, but they've already done that.
Well, I know they're trying to make plants glow, but I was saying they've done it for and want to make humans glow now?
Well, these are animal studies. You could just put into any search engine luciferase studies in animals, and I'm sure you'd come up with some stuff.
Was that with the bunny rabbit that was glowing or something? I think it was a bunny rabbit.
Well, they could have done it to a bunny rabbit. They could do it to anything.
Wow.
But I just want to mention that one of the things that this insane concept is going to do is incorporate these foreign proteins into our genetic structure. And just like putting peanut oil in vaccines led to tremendous increases in anaphylactic shock in children exposed to peanuts. All they have to do is smell a peanut butter sandwich and they can die if they don't have an EpiPen on them. And watch and see, this is going to massively increase the life-threatening allergies to insect bites. That's what I predict. Just like using dog kidney to make vaccines has led to a massive increase in allergies against dogs. So
wow.
Once you realize all of these things are being done on purpose, and this is not my conspiracy theory, this is so well documented, it's just massive. It's beyond the pale. It's a mountain of evidence. So I just want to mention that that's their new insane idea, and it's getting worse every day.
And while you were mentioning our traitors on Capitol Hill voting against the GMO labeling guidelines and that kind of thing, well, you know what Congress, you know what they excel at, Dr. Carley?
Raising money as prostitutes. They pimp out to different corporations and taking days off, apparently.
Well, yeah, I agree with all that. But a report from the Congressional Research Service says our nonpartisan Congress excel at naming post offices.
Which they subsequently shut down. I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. These people, it's so obvious. And I encourage people to go to that link about the senators who voted down labeling GMO, because they got a list of them. And you will see that it's bipartisan. There's no aisle involved here. How many times do they pretend there's an aisle when, in fact, they're working in concert to destroy our country? I mean, that's self-evident. And another link that I loved in today's newsletter, which somebody had sent me, is in regards, and of course you're not hearing about this on mainstream media, that Vladimir Putin of Russia has warned Obama in regards to the bee apocalypse that's happening. And the link there tells about this pesticide, which has an offshoot of nicotine as part of its ingredients. And they know it's killing off the bees. Now, this is, you know, there's so many layers to how they're destroying our food. But if we don't have bees, there's no food. Okay, that's like the top of the food chain in terms of destroying everything. And here we have Vladimir Putin, you know, giving Obama a tongue lashing. Now, of course, Obama's owned by Monsanto, but this is how bad it's getting. That, you know, other leaders are looking at us saying, what's wrong with these psychopaths? You know, at least they have some semblance of a conscience, and they realize they're being killed and their children as well.
Right.
And here our government keeps on going along with this stuff. It's just amazing to me. They don't get it. Go ahead.
Well, I know you're not doing your radio shows. You took a hiatus from that. You're writing your book. How's that coming?
Well, it's massive. Like I said, I have a mountain of evidence. As it turns out, I'm doing 4 to 5 radio shows every week on other networks. So it's not like I'm, you know, really having time off. But I think this is very good because I'm giving the information to many different audiences. And as I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself, because
Absolutely.
The proof is out there that inoculations are, in fact, the true weapons of mass destruction, causing
the
biggest
epidemic. People are listening, Dr. Carley. As you say, when are they going to wake up? I think they are. I was looking at a report the other day where I think they were reporting that herbal and homeopathic remedies are on the upswing. I think people spent $6.4 billion last year empowering themselves with natural therapies and herbal and homeopathic aids so they could stay out of the doctor's office. So I think that's a plus. You know, that's good.
Right. Well, and that's why Big Pharma is turning up the heat. Going after all kinds of natural things, you know, raw milk farmers. I mean, you name it. They're trying to harass or shut down anything that is a competitor with Big Pharma, because they know people are learning that Big Pharma cures nothing and gives nothing but side effects. And so they're looking for a way to actually heal themselves, and that's how they're led to natural therapies. It is such like an obvious thing, you know? It
right.
just blows my mind that people have to be convinced. You know, I was brainwashed. I went to medical school. I saw what was going on, and that's why I do what I do. But, you know, for the non-brainwashed that haven't gone through all that indoctrination in a sleep-deprived environment, you know, in regards to medicine, you should still have some common sense left, and you should realize that putting natural things into your body, especially organic foods, drinking clean water, breathing the best air you can, you know, just doing common sense things, but especially staying away from the white coats and their needles and their pills, you will get the best semblance of health that you can. Of course, we have to stop these insane monsters. And so that involves standing up and just saying no. And I don't know what it's going to take or how long it's going to take. I just hope I'm here to see it. Because I've dedicated my life for the last 16 years to try to show people what I know. Because they're paying for their own murder. I mean, how insane is that?
I've heard that from people have called. I have this one gentleman lives here in the Piedmont area and says that, you know, he didn't know what he knows now. His first wife got cancer, and he took her to the white coats, and he said that. He said, I paid for them to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he sees that now, and it's just,
right.
you know, it bothers him, you know, and so that he didn't know that there was a natural way to deal with that. And so I feel for him every time, you know, I do get an opportunity to speak with him. But, yeah, people are finding out, you know, there's the natural stuff is effective. It actually works. It's inexpensive, and it's safe. So
and there's no
why
side
wouldn't
effects.
Yeah,
right.
Why wouldn't you want that, you know?
Well, and I just want to say to that man, you see, he has been brainwashed that the medical system is the best in the world and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's not his fault, you know, he was led astray by these wolves mm-hmm. in white coats. And that's what woke him up, you see. I was brainwashed, too. I didn't want to believe my profession had become mass murders and white coats. It took a lot for me to face reality. So whatever it takes for whatever person, whether you watch an elderly grandparent be euthanized right before your eyes or whatever the case may be, you know, them wanting to get organs from a supposedly brain-dead person, there's a lot of things that happen. And they're getting very bold now. I mean, they do it right in your face because they know there's nothing you can do. You can't report mm-hmm. it to the police. They all know what's going on. You can't sue them. They're all working for the government, so they all have immunity. So they are getting very bold. Whatever it takes to wake people up. It's hard. I know that. I've been through it. But if you don't, they're going to kill you.
Well, and you're right because, you know, a medical physician just like yourself, Dr. Barbara Starfield, she used to work at Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health. I don't know if she's still there. But she did some research, and she reported in JAMA back in 2000 that death by doctors is the third leading cause of death in America.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's totally underreported because vaccine-related deaths are never – admitted to be vaccine related.
So your opinion would
triple.
Be okay, so it would be the leading cause of death, would you say then?
Definitely, definitely.
Awesome.
Without
well,
question.
There you have it,
yeah.
folks. Well that's it's an eye opener. I know it is, but you know, people need to hear it. And you know, we have an awful lot of foreign physicians, especially from European Union countries like Germany, because they wanted to practice medicine unencumbered, so they come to America. But that's all about the change, right, Dr. Carley?
Well, the joke's already on them because mm-hmm. The insurance companies are what specify what treatments can be done. The doctors have almost nothing to do with it. That's first of all. And yes, as Obamacare kicks in and these accountable care organizations are formed, that will totally tell the doctors, okay, you got a patient with disease X, this is what you do. You give them drug Y, you cut out whatever organ, you know, spend as much of their insurance as you can, and then, you know, basically whatever
kick
happens.
Kick them to the curb, yeah. Yeah.
Kick them to the curb, yeah. That's how it works. And it's going to get worse, and they're going to demand people get vaccinations to keep their insurance. They're going to demand women get mammos, which cause breast cancer, to keep their insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So my plan is to pay the fee, the tax, whatever the extortion is. There's no way I will ever get insurance because I do my stuff and I don't need it. And that's the good news to people. You know, learn for yourself what's good for you. What else is more important in your life than knowing how to live without encumbering diseases? It's well worth your time, folks. And of course, you'll learn a lot by listening to the show. And there's lots of people trying to wake people up and teach them. So hopefully we'll continue to raise consciousness.
Absolutely. Well, let me read you this quote by Chris Hedges. I read it earlier to the audience, but you may agree. He says this: "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, organized religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy." End of quote.
Yes. Well, I think they left out education. Destroys intellectual thinking or something along those lines. But yes, of course, that's self-evident. That is our world of opposite day. All of these agencies that we pay tax dollars for are totally corrupt, as is being increasingly revealed to us. Not to mention an ex-tax higher-up, I forget his name, actually testified in Congress that taxes are voluntary. So
right.
I suspect that's going to go out like wildfire, and hopefully a number of people will say, "Excuse me, you sucked me into this by fraud. You never told me it was volunteer. I'm now unvolunteering."
And, well, I know, and I was watching a case, I think it was in Alaska. I could be wrong where it's at, but some guy had a company, wasn't doing withholding on his employees because he found out in the own tax code the W-2s were for illegal aliens and for foreign corporations, but not for U.S. citizens.
Very interesting.
I know. So I can't
wait
to see that.
Did he win, or it's still?
I don't know. I haven't heard about the outcome, but it was the IRS was doing their usual. We need more time, Your Honor, and they were doing an extension of time. But hey,
right.
You know, life's interesting. But I appreciate you telling the folks, empowering them. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. No offense to cat owners out there. But, you know, right. Get out there, get some information, check the sources like Dr. C is saying, and empower yourself, be healthier, and be well. That's what it's about. And I appreciate you coming on.
Well, and let me just say, empower yourselves with knowledge. It's not that knowledge is going to set you free. It's that acting on the knowledge will set you free. And stand up. Lose your fear, have a backbone. That's what I say. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Carly. You'll be back next month. And, of course, check out our website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Her banner's on our links page. Sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get her articles every Tuesday. Thanks, Dr. Carly.
Thank you. Good night.
Night-night. Oh, we're out of time, folks, but don't forget, coming up in the next couple of days here, next Thursday, 27th, Dr. Christine Horner will be our guest. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.